This picture was taken in 1977 in the canton of Bern in Switzerland, who according to history are the worst considering the crimes against humanity of the Swiss. Here they take away the children of gypsies, confiscated their wagons and belongings, and sterilized their women, because the Swiss see themselves as a superior master race and massively applied eugenics on inferior races and people until 1996. Tens of thousands of gypsy victims and the children never saw their parents again. Here one of the seven Swiss heads of state says in other words that the Swiss are the master race. These Swiss even kept children slaves until 1989. Would you believe that? Whom they call Verdingkinder, which means children who are not even worth a thing. Hundreds of thousands of children have been sold on markets next to the cattle. In the 30s, 12,000 children were sold on markets in the canton of Bern only. And in 1946, still 10,000 kids were sold in Switzerland. These defenseless children got starved to death, beaten to death, and raped with the consent of the entire Swiss population. And where the fascist Swiss police rounded them up and brought them to the pedophiles as Dr. Siegfried. And they still do these things today, the Swiss police does, taking away children from their fathers and bringing them to pedophiles. And the same Dr. Siegfried, who later worked together with the Nazis in concentration camps with Mr. Robert Ritter. Yes, the Swiss Nazi police have a long tradition in crime as they beat, torture and terrorize immigrants today, again with the consent of the entire Swiss population. And when Switzerland signed the Human Rights Treaty on November the 4th, 1950, they never had any intention at all keeping it, as we all know today. They even showed Mr. Adolf Hitler here in the street. It's unbelievable. I mean, this is what psychopathic serial killers tend to do, don't they? They smile, hide, and act innocent, charming, and neutral. The Swiss actually are the biggest serial killers the world has ever seen, as the Swiss and their banks financed Adolf Hitler in 1923, making the atrocities and mass murders of World War II come true. So here we can see him in 1923 visiting Switzerland. So that's the Swiss policeman and the Swiss army officer. All of this would never have happened without the serial killers of Switzerland who still believe to be the master race today. They financed Adolf Hitler in 1923 and during the whole war. And during the whole war, Adolf Hitler, he had to take orders from them. World War II was made in Switzerland, believe me. They did it, and the rest.